While our speakers are getting ready for the summaries of tonight's question, let us remind you that this is one of the three spots available on town meeting for local sponsors to use this nationally famous program as an advertising medium in your city. America's Town Meeting is what is known as a cooperatively sponsored program and is supported largely by 60 leading business institutions who are able to advertise their own institutions and at the same time help us to reach more people with these free and open discussions of vital problems of the day. Through this cooperative plan, newspapers, banks, building and loan associations, department stores, automobile dealers, and other local business institutions are able to be host to town meeting in their communities. The manager of the ABC station to which you are listening will be glad to tell you more about our plan of cooperative sponsorship. If you're a businessman and want to reach this influential town meeting audience with your message, won't you call him the first thing tomorrow morning? And now for the summaries of our discussion, we return you to Mr. Denny.
We have first from Congressman Curtis. The fact remains a proposal to pay every retired person $100 a month would be very costly. Mr. Tobin disputes how much it would cost. The people of America know their arithmetic. They can figure it. This program comes to a close without Mr. Tobin telling how he would raise that $20 billion a year when his program would mature.
Thank you, Congressman Curtis. Mr. Nathan?
Our older people must not be left to depend on handouts. History has proved that they cannot save enough to be independent when their working days are over. The only real security can come through a federal pension for all earners and workers. The cost of replacing the present catch-as-catch-can or the relief line methods will be moderate. The increased cost will be moderate and certainly within the financial means of this great country. I'm sure the workers of America will not fail to support their elders.
Thank you, Mr. Nathan. Now, Mr. Linton.
One of the great problems which has been pointed out tonight is the old age assistance program, which is paying free pensions of such large amounts. I think this is going to force a review of our whole pension program. Because unless the old age insurance program is adjusted to do something for the present group of retired aged persons, it may be fatally undermined. To make such an adjustment will require us to revise much of our previous thinking on the subject. The problem is complex. It's not an easy one, but it deserves the very best thought that we can bring to bear upon it.
Thank you, Mr. Linton. And now a final word from Secretary Tobin.
We should have in mind that under old age assistance, which is charity, that payments are far greater than payments under old age and survivor's insurance. $26 for a single man, $41 for man and wife under the insurance system, and with states like California and Colorado paying straight welfare for a couple, $140. Private industry pensions do not give to workers security. They must stay with the same private company in most cases until they reach the age of 65. Then there is the danger of bankruptcy, the desire to change jobs, and the like. So therefore, I say old age and survivor's insurance is the basic system that should be used for the protection of the America's older workers.
Thank you, Secretary Tobin, Mr. Nathan, Mr. Linton, and Congressman Curtis. Remember, you can get a copy of tonight's program by sending 10 cents to Town Hall, New York, 18 New York, with a request for the town meeting bulletin of this week. This week, we discussed the problem of old age. Next week, we'll turn to the problem of youth. Our topic will be, can youth have faith in the future? Our young people speakers will be Jackie Robinson, second baseman of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Betty Betts, teenage columnist of the team set, Betsy Barton, author of The Long Walk, and Harold Russell, national commander of AMVETS and winner of 2 Academy Awards for his performance in The Best Years of Our Lives. And we have a very important announcement to make to you next week about town meeting after January 3rd. So plan to be with us next week and every week at the sound of the crier's bell.
Town meeting next week! Town meeting next week! Can you have faith in the future? Town meeting next week! Everybody listen!
The
From New York City, Town Hall, and the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations have presented America's Town Meeting of the Air, the nation's most popular radio forum. Your producer is Richard Ritter. Your town crier is John Griggs. This is Charles Wood speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.